Unit 13. Cosmic Debris. 13.2. Exercise 2.
OK, everyone, let's start. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the European Space Agency mission Rosetta, more popularly known as the Comet Chaser. The aim of the mission is to orbit and eventually land on a small comet in our solar system. This is something that clearly has never been done before. Actually, the ESA had a bit of bad luck. Rosetta was originally going to be launched in 2003, but the mission had to be postponed due to a malfunction of the launch rocket. This in turn meant that the ESA had to find another comet, because the one they first chose, called 46P Wirtanen, will have travelled far beyond Rosetta's flight path by now. Rosetta was launched on the 2nd of March 2004 and will be tracking a comet known as Churyumov-Gerasimenko, let's call it CG for short, during this lecture. Under the revised flight plan, Rosetta will make one flyby of Mars and three of the Earth before heading for CG. This circuitous route will enable Rosetta to make two excursions into the main asteroid belt before its rendezvous with our fast-moving cosmic iceberg in August 2014. Rosetta will slow down and go into orbit around CG, and from an altitude of just a few kilometres, its cameras will be able to map the entire surface of the comet at high resolution. This mapping exercise will enable a safe landing site to be selected, and once this has been done, the Rosetta lander will separate from the orbiter and slowly descend to the icy surface. If everything goes according to plan, the lander will anchor itself to CG's crust and begin a detailed survey of its surroundings. Over a period of several weeks, data from the 9 instruments on the lander will be sent back to Earth via the Rosetta orbiter. The lander will dispatch close-up pictures of the comet's nucleus, drill into the dark organic crust, and sample the primordial ices and gases. Meanwhile, the orbiter will have been transmitting radio signals through the nucleus to the lander in order to analyze the internal structure of the comet. The orbiter will monitor the changes that take place in the comet as it hurtles on its way towards our Sun. As the comet is increasingly warmed, bright jets will appear, creating distinctive tails as gas and dust are ejected into space. In fact, CG is probably a much better choice of comet than the original one, in that it typically becomes much more active than Wirtanen does as it approaches the Sun. Scientists certainly won't get bored studying this comet. The enormous amount of data that will be returned during Rosetta's voyage is likely to change our understanding of comets fundamentally. In addition, it will provide new insights into such basic mysteries as the formation of our oceans and even the origins of life. Thirdly, it is expected that Rosetta will give scientists vital insights about how to respond should there ever be a comet on a collision course with our planet. OK, so that's the Rosetta mission, which will terminate in December 2015. Try to find out more about it over the next few weeks. Why not check out the official website, www.